Hello and good afternoon here from Yerushalayim HaKodesh, Kol Yom Adaf. Today, as we are in Bein Kesel HaOsar, we will discuss a little about the Haftarah of Shabbat Shuvah and go on to discuss the Kriyas HaTorah for Simchas Torah, how it originated, or we'll try to figure out exactly how it fits in with what it says in the Gemara. Now, today the Seder, Kriyas HaTorah, and Haftarah is set up pretty much, except for the different menhagim between Ashkenazim and Sephardim, pretty much everything is the same. We read the same Parsha every week, and we finish the Torah every year on Simchas Torah, and that's it. It's a sealed case. But the truth of the matter is that the Seder, Kriyas HaTorah went through a lot, much which we don't even know until it actually reached the Seder Kavua that we actually have today. So, as I said, we're going to focus on a couple of these issues, and we're going to start with what's applicable for Shabbat Shuvah coming up, and we're going to start with the Seder Haftaras for Shabbat Shuvah. So, Tosfos Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Beis, already brings up Sikta that the concept is that when we read Haftaras, we read what's known as Gimel the Poranusa, Shiva the Nechemta, and Tarti the Tyufta. Until Shiva Asabatamas, all the Haftaras have to do with the Seder of Kriyas HaTorah, meaning the Haftarah has connection to some event that took place in the Torah. We'll just grab a couple quick examples. Parshas B'Shalach has a Shira, so we read the Shira of Tevira. Tezrei Metzera talks about Metzera, so we read about Naaman with the Tzaras. It always has to do, when the Parshas of Mishkan, we read after us, have to do with Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It always has to do with the Seder connected to the Kriyas HaTorah. But the exception begins from Tlas de Parnusa, the 3 weeks between Shiva Asar Tamas and Tisha B'Av, the Ben Hamtzarim. We don't read Haftaras that have to do with the parshas that we read, which are usually Pinchas, Matis, Masa, and Dvarim, but instead we read three Haftaras which are Paranus because it's during the 3 weeks. So these Haftaras don't have to do with the Pasha in the event that Matis, Masa are separate, so then we read these three Haftaras from Matis, Masa, and Dvarim if Matis, Masa are connected, which they usually are, almost always are. Then we read Pinchas as the first Haftarah Ben Hamtzarim, and we read Divrei Yirmiyo, and Matas Maaseh we read Shemot Vahashem, and the third Haftarah, Shavas Chazayin, we read Chazayin Yishayahu. So those are the three Haftarahs of Puranus, and after that we have Shiva de Nechemta. So what are the Shiva de Nechemta? So Tosfos already lists over here the Shiva de Nechemta are Nachamu Nachamu, which lead up to Rosh Hashanah. Nachamu Nachamu, that's in Parashat Vaschanan. Vatom Ratzion Azavani Hashem, the Haftarah of Ekev. Ani Asar of Lo Nuchama is, he says Levada because we don't connect it to Roni Akara. Ani Asar in Re'ei. Anochi Anochi in Shoftim. Roni Akara in Kiseitei. Kumi Oiri in Kisavoy. And Sois Osis, the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, which can be Nitzavim or Nitzavim and Vayelach together, as was this year. How Nitzavim and Vayelach are together separate depends just on solely one thing, nothing to do with the leap year or not. It has to do with the issue is when, what days of the week Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur come out. If Rosh Hashanah comes out on a Shabbos or Yom Kippur comes out on a Shabbos, then we have 1 week less, one Shabbos less for Kriyas HaTorah, and therefore we put Nitzavim and Vayelach together. If it comes out on Rosh Hashanah comes out on Monday or Tuesday, and those are the only possibilities that it can come out, and come out on Shabbos, it can come on Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday. So if it comes out on Monday, Tuesday, so we have the extra Shabbos, we split up Nitzav and Vayelech. There's even a marker to believe that Nitzav and Vayelech are actually one Pasha, and when we're necessary, we split it up. It's not like we're connecting two Pashas together, it's a total of 70 Psukim, which is still smaller than any average Pasha. So, with the siman is Pas Bag HaMelech. When HaMelech, Rosh Hashanah, comes out on Beis Gimel, then Pas, then you break it up into two. So, the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, we read the last of Torah Nechama, that says Asas. Those are the Shiva and Nechemta, that's the order that Tosfos brings, and that is the order that that we read it, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch brings it in Siman Tav Chof Ches, the same Seder like over here. The Rambam is interesting. It's two things in the Rambam, in the Seder at Tefillah, which brings at the end of Seder Avo. So first of all, the Rambam in in Perek Yud Gimel, where he does have the Seder of Toros. And Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yutes, Rambam says, "No go Mlias Maftirim Kordim Tishavav B'Shalosh Shabbosas B'Divrei Techachos." The three, the Haftaras of the 3 weeks, Adivrei Techachos, Shabbos Hashem, Adivrei Yirmiyahu, Shnia Chazayin Yishayo, Shlishi Seicha Oisa Lazayna. The Rambam doesn't have the Haftar of Shimu. He splits up Chazayin Yishayo and Eicha Oisa Lazayna, which we read as one. In Shabbos Chazayin, the Rambam splits it up into two. V'chein, Shabbos Shachat Tishavav Tirim Nachamu Nachamu Ami. Uminik Pasha Beirena, the Rambam says, it's a Minik Pasha now, Vasilias Maftir, Menachomis Yishayahu, Meach HaTishba, Vador Shoshana. It's a simple Minik that we're Maftir in the Haftaras of in Yishayahu, the Haftaras of Nechama, all the Shiva and Nechamta are all in Sefer Yishayahu, from Tishba to Rosh Hashanah. So the Rambam says it's a Minik Pasha. But at the end of Seder Ava, the Rambam has a Seder at Fila and Kaddish and Vidui, and the Rambam over here, at the end, it has a list of the Haftaras. And what's interesting is that when the Rambam brings the Seder Haftaras, he brings special Haftaras for all these weeks that we mentioned. He has Haftar for Pinchas, has Haftar for Matas, for Masei, Thoran, Veschan, and Ekev. All these Haftaras have to do with what it says in the Parsha. But then, the Rambam concludes, the Rambam says, so first of all, the Rambam has a Seder of Torah in which each of Torah has to do with the Parsha. And then the Rambam says, but the custom is not to do like that, and the custom is to read Shiva the Nechemta, as we mentioned before. And then he lists the Shiva the Nechemta in order, something which he didn't do in Perek Yud Gimel. And the list over here is very similar to what we said before. B'Shavu Shachat Tisha B'Av, Nachamu Nachamu Ami. Beshniyah, Vatar Metzio. In the second week we read, Vatar Metzio, Meshlishis, Ani Asara, Barvias, Anokhi, Anokhi, Menachemchem, Bechamishis, Kumi, Ari, Beshishis, Ranakar, Beshvis, Soysos. So the Rambam lists all seven Haftaras in the Chama, but the Rambam has a different order than what we have and what we quoted to Yisus and the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam has, instead of the fifth week, Rani Akara, the Rambam has after Kumi Oiri, which is by us the sixth week, which is by us after for Kisavai, the Rambam puts it in Kiset. And he switches around number 5 and number 6. In essence, the after of Kumi Oiri, which by us is number 6, the Rambam puts as number 5. And Rani Akara, which is 5, the Rambam puts as number 6. So this is a very interesting switch, because the order, it's brought in the Levush, I think, Tav Chav Ches, and others, that there's a reason for this order of the Shiva the Nechemta. What's the reason of the order? It goes like this. Nachamu Nachamu Ami is Hashem is saying Dabru Alev Yerushalayim. Hashem is not talking to Klal Yisrael directly. He's saying, go and be Menachem. Comfort Yerushalayim. Kiloksamiyad Hashem Kiflan B'chol Chavisei. It took so much pain and suffering. Be Menachem Yerushalayim. That is after number one. After number two is Vatay Matzion. Vatay Matzion Azavani Hashem, Klal Yisrael rejects the Nechama of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Vatay Matzion Azavani Hashem, Hashem doesn't want me. In other words, the fact that Hashem didn't give, the fact that Hashem did not give the Nechama directly, Klal Yisrael rejected. And the third of Torah is Ani Asara Lo Nechama. Hashem is saying the Ani Asara, the poor Ani Lo Nechama, she did not take Nechama. So that's after number 3. And after number 4 is Anoichi Anoichi Hu Menachemchem. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I will give you Nechama directly. He rejected the first Nechama, in which went through a Shliach, I will give you Nechama directly, and that is Anoichi Anoichi Hu Menachemchem. Now you have the next two, which are Rani Akara and Kumi Ari, which I didn't seem to find any special Seder for that. And the last one is Tois Osis B'Hashem. Tois Osis B'Hashem is the final after Nechama before Rosh Hashanah, in which Klal Yisrael accepts Nechama. Toysol says, Toysol is Bashem, and also the next part of the pasuk, Kechosan Yichain Peir V'Chachalot Ta'adeh Cheileho. Kechosan Yichain Peir is talking about the Shiva Sima HaMishteh. In other words, it's showing that this Haftarah is the seventh one of Nechama. So the truth of the matter is, the first four Haftarahs have a special Seder, as we said, and the seventh one has a special Seder. The only two that there is no Seder for that are possibly interchangeable are the ones that the Rambam has a different minhag than we have. We say Rani Akar before Kumiyari, and the Rambam has the order, has a reverse order, but in essence these are the only two Haftarahs that it's actually possible to switch. Now, there's a big shaila when Rosh Chodesh Elul comes out on Shabbos, which Haftarah do you read for that Shabbos, which is Pasha Shoftim, if I remember correctly. So do we read the Shiva Nechamta, or do we read the special Haftarah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Kama Hashem Hashemayim Kisa? So in Yerushalayim and most places today, the minhag is that we read the Haftarah of Rosh Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is Deicha, and some say, look, that's also considered Nechama, Yerushalayim Tenuchamu, and Deicha. So what do we do with the missing Haftarah of Ani Asar Alon Nechama? So what's done in minhag Yerushalayim is that 2 weeks later, when they read the Haftarah of Rani Akara, Rani Akara and Ani Asar are actually running to each other, and in Parshas Noach it's actually one Haftarah. So what they do is that they connect the two. They read both of them because they missed, because we missed the one by Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. We missed the Haftarah of Ani Asar, so we read it now. So that's very nice, and that's a minhag, and we're not attempting here to change the minhag. But once Rav Shlomo Fischer Shlita told me, says in his opinion, it doesn't really accomplish anything. Because in essence, it all remains one Haftarah anyway. If you read five, if you can read five Prakim in Yeshaya in 1 week, so then you did the Shiva the Nechemta because you read all the Prakim have to do in the Chum. Of course not. It's what you read one Shabbos is one Shabbos. It doesn't make it Shiva the Nechemta. You don't really gain by it. But according to this Makar, there's really to read it out of order. Ani Asara, to read it after Rani Akara can even be against the whole flow of the Seder. Again, as I said, we're not here to change Menagim. In Minhag Yerushalayim, they make every effort to be mashlim any Haftarah that they don't need. It's a long story in that. We won't go into that. But I'm saying, but is it really another Haftarah of Nechama? That's that remains question. So that is, again, the Seder Rambam is different. He only switches around the Torah 5 and 6, Rani Akar and Kumiyari, which, as I said, we don't find a special reason for the order that goes. What's also interesting about, so now after the Shiva de Nechemta, which comes Rosh Hashanah, we get to the Haftaras of Tarti de Tiyufta, the two Haftaras of Tshuva. What are the two Haftaras of Tshuva? So Tosfos over here goes into a whole machlokas, and the Shulchan Aruch and Tav Chav Ches also brings identical machlokas. How exactly is this done? And Tosfos over here, Megillah, Lamed Aleph on the base, Dibra Masa Rosh Chodesh Av. So Tosfos says, Dershu and some Gedalia, Veshuva Veshama Shelifnei Yom Kippur. The two Haftaras of Tshuva are Dershu Hashem Beimotzo, which we read by Mincha and some Gedalia. And Shabbos Shuva, we read Shuva Yisrael. Those are the two Haftaras of Shuva. Because you have Shabbos when Yom Kippur and Sukkos, when you have Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, not like this year, but when there'll be a Shabbos, when Yom Kippur comes out on a Wednesday, on a Wednesday or a Thursday, so then. Then you read Dershu, not like we read Shabbos Shuva Shuva Yisrael. Then you read the Haftarah of Dershu Hashem Beimatzah on the Shabbos before Yom Kippur. And Shuva you read between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, because it says in the continuation Shuva Masadul Chayyura Malkosh Rain, which is before Sukkos. That's how Tosfos says. V'chen Pirush Rabbeinu Tam. V'lo k'divrei Rav Achov v'lo hofuch u'mebal v'el leimar shuva kodem kippur v'sos osis ben kippur l'sukkos. He brings the shita that that in such a case we have a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So then what you do is that you read Dish, you read Shuvah, Shabbos Shuvah, the one before Yom Kippur, and after Yom Kippur you read Soisosis, probably because it's going into the Simcha of Sukkot. So Tosa says you can read Soisosis then, because Soisosis is one of the Shiva de Nechemta, and the Shiva de Nechemta you should be mafsik in the middle, and therefore the Shiva de Nechemta you complete before. So what's just interesting about this thing is, well, a couple questions. First of all, the thing over here that Tosa says that the issue you read on Tzom Gedalia, if you don't have a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and if you do, then you read the issue on Shabbos before Yom Kippur. So what happens to Tzom Gedalia? What do you read by Mincha on Tzom Gedalia? So this is a question that bothered me for years, and we of course have the custom Ashkenazim that we read by every Tainis, by Mincha, except on Yom Kippur, we read the Haftar of the issue Hashem B'Matzah. But one time I happened to daven a Sfarad Shul on the Sarva Teves, and I was pretty shocked to see that right after they finished Kriyas HaTorah, they put the Sefer Torah back, no Haftarah, nothing. Okay, that's the custom. I go over to the Rav, he says, yeah, that's our custom, we don't say any Haftarah by Mincha, by Tainis. He says, however, there are those that are Noyig, that by Tzom Gedalia they do read Haftarah. They don't read by any other, I'm not talking about Yom Kippur, of course, but they don't read by any other Tainis, except on Tzom Gedalia. Why? Because the Haftarah of Dershu is one of the Da'atit Yiftar. So to us, that's so simple, that we read Dershu Hashem B'Matzah by every Haftarah, by every Mincha of a Tainis, we see here from Tosis that it wasn't clear like that, and Tosis seems to be saying that if you don't have a Shabbat in Yom Kippur Sukkot, then you read Dershu by Tzom Gedalia. But if you do have, then you won't read any of Torah by Tzom Gedalia by Mincha, and Dershu will be pushed off to Shabbos, and Shuva Yisrael will go on to the following. So that's an interesting thing that we see over here, and the Shulchan Aruch and Tov Chav Ches also brings the same. Brings the same issue. Uviyom Tzom Gedalia b'mincha maftim dirshu, v'shavish ben Rosh Hashanah Kippur maftim l'olam shuva. V'sh Rosh Hashanah b'beis gimel, when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Monday, Tuesday, she'er Shabbos in Yom Kippur, so because you have an extra Shabbos, you read Hazinu, then you read, and Shabbos Hazinu, you read by Dabar David L'Hashem, and Stibra Shira Azaz, which is our custom. V'yashah omer Shulchan Aruch brings, she'kesh Rosh Hashanah b'beis gimel, that Vayelech is between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, Maftirim Bar Dirshu, Vashavash Ben Yom Kippurim, Masukas Kar, Mazinu, Maftirim Shuv. He brings the other opinion, which is Tosfos over here, that we saw in Megillah, that when there is an extra Shabbos, so Dirshu is the Shabbos before Yom Kippur, and Shuva is before Azinu. Now we have a Klal in Shulchan Aruch, when he brings Halacha, and then he brings the Yesh Omrim, so the Yesh Omrim is not La Halacha, the Halacha is the first opinion, and that's how the Ramah Paskins, Raminikas, Varushona, that's the way it is. So that's the way it is, and that's the Seder, and of course we didn't come to change anything. But as we said, it's not simple, and we see that, as I said, the Sfaradim have the custom that Dirshu is a special of Torah. Some have the custom that Dirshu is a special of Torah for Tzom Gedalia, and that fits in with what we see in Tosfos over here. Now, about the Haftarah of Shuva Yisrael, so just briefly, it's way beyond the scope of Shir, but Shuva Yisrael begins in Hosea, the end of Hosea, and it ends off with Foshim Mikash Lubam, and then there's extra Psukim. Now in most Chumashim, you have printed over here the Psukim from Mikael Kumoch and Hosea Von, which are Psukim from Micha, and after that, you have Psukim from Yoel, Vashem Nosan Koch, Lefnechel. Now, reading it straight like this is very problematic, because halacha is that you're not allowed to be Medaleg in reverse. You're not allowed to go backwards when you're reading in another. So how could you first read from Yoel, from Hosea, which is the beginning, and then Micha, that's fine, and then going back to Yoel is a problem. So in Yerushalayim, for example, the minhag is that they only read from Yoel Tikkun Shofar B'Tzion, the second half of the stretch of Yoel over here. What's interesting is that the Mishnah Brura brings from the Dagol Mervava, he brings two minhagim, and the Dagol Mervava says that it depends which Shabbos you read Shuvah. Is it on the Shabbos of Vayelech? In other words, if Nitzav Vayelech was separate, so Vayelech would be the Shabbos before Yom Kippur, and that would be Shuva, or is it like us, that is Hazinu? And he says the additions depend. If you read Vayelech Shabbos Shuva, in which it has the Teichach of Bechara Api, Baraktis, that Hashem will get angry, then you read the Mikael Kamocho. But if it comes out in Hazinu, like this week, so then you don't read this portion of Micha, you only read the portion of Yoel, because Hazinu is Yarov Kamot on the Kri, and in the Haftorah of in Yoel, it's talking about Yoel from Gesh and Mora Malkosh Barisha. So it has to do with rain. So Rameli says that the order, what you read from all these Haftorahs that you see here, from all this thing that you see in the Haftorah of Shuvah, you don't read all of it, you'll read either or. If it comes out of Vayelech, then you read from Moshe and go into Yoel. If it comes out in Hazinu, then you read from Moshe and go, if it comes out in Vayelech, you read from Moshe and then into Micha, Mikael Kamocha. If it comes out on Hazinu, like it comes out this year, then you only read then you read Hosea and you read Yoel, you skip the portion from Michal. As I said, each place has their own minig, respectively, and we're not going to come here to change menagim, but I'm saying this minig is brought in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so that is with regard to the Seder of the Haftorahs. Now we'll get to the Seder of Kriyas HaTorah. Now the Seder of Kriyas HaTorah, as I said in the introduction, is fairly clear to us today. It's a Seder that begins on it's a Seder that begins on the Shabbos after Simchas Torah and runs for a year. The Rambam sums it up in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Aleph. Haminag Hapashut B'chol Yisrael, the simple plain minag, Shemashlimin Shatar B'shon Achas, the completion of the cycle is in 1 year. Matchil M'Shabbos Shachar Chag L'Sukkos, you begin reading Bereishis, the Shabbos after Sukkos, V'korim B'Seder Bereishis, V'Shniyah Eilu Toldos, which is Noach, the Rambam says a simple cycle which we all know, we're all familiar with today, and most of us probably aren't aware of any other cycle, is the yearly cycle which begins the Shabbos after Sukkos, and we complete the Torah on Chag HaSukkos, which is on Simchas Torah. And then the Rambam continues, and there are those who complete the Torah once every 3 years, and that is not a simple man. So we spoke at length in a previous shiur about the order of the 3-year cycle, so we're not going to go into that too much, but the only hint for the 3-year cycle in the Gemara is a statement over here. Second, a statement over here in Megillah, where the Gemara discusses, where the Gemara says, what's a machlokas? What is Pasha Shkolim? The Shabbos Baruch Chodesh is Pasha Shkolim. And you have a machlokas over here, what is Pasha Shkolim? And Rav Omar Tzavis Mnei Sos Kaboni Lachmi. Rav says Pasha Shkolim is in Pinchas, the Korban Tomid, which we read for Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara goes to Shakla Vataria back and forth, and the Gemara says, how could it come out? The Brisa says it can come out around the time that you actually read that Parsha, which means that you have a case where Parsha Shkolim can be read twice, that Shabbos, Shabbos before, Shabbos after, with the Seder, a regular Seder of Kriyas HaTorah. So if it's Parsha Shkolim is like us and Parsha Kisisa, that comes around that time of the year. But if, which by the way, it can never come out that late. It comes out usually Parshas Mishpatim. Rarely it comes out in Truma, and in a leap year it comes out way after Kisisa. So it never can come out like the Seder that the Gemara has over here. And Rishonim already asked this question. Achronim already asked this question. Which again, all these things are showing us that the Seder we have today, which is an absolute universal Seder, was not so universal in those days, and there were small discrepancies here and there. But the Gemara asks a question, how could you have that Pinchas, according to Rav, which is Pasha Shkolim, how could you have that you're reading Pinchas at that time of the year? So the Gemara says, in the Vnei Marava, the Maskeli, the Raisa, the Lashnim. The Gemara says, the Vnei Marava, the people in Eretz Yisrael, who complete the cycle once every 3 years, they can have a case where Pasha Shkolim will come out around the reading of Pasha Shkolim. That's the only mention of the 3-year cycle directly, is this Gemara in Megillah Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. And that is what the Rambam said, that v'yesh mi shemashim es haTorah b'shalosh. Some are mashim the Torah in 3 years. Now, the Rambam is not coming to tell us history. When the Rambam says v'yesh mi she, the Rambam is probably telling us that in his days, this concept still existed. Today, we don't have anyone who goes with this three-year cycle, but we know the order of the three-year cycle based on old Tanakhs and documents from the Cairo Geniza, and it seems that in the days of the Rambam, there still were people who did the Seder of a three-year cycle. What's interesting is that in the time of the Rambam, shortly before him, we had the famous traveler, Rabbi Binyamin of Tudela. And after all his travels, where he set out from Spain and traveling to France and Italy and Greece and making it to Eretz Yisrael, and from there all the way to Iraq and Iran and Yemen, and on his way back he lands in Egypt before he makes his way back home to Spain and writes Tachinstrap. And in Egypt, he says, "V'sham shnei batei knesios." In that place, he's probably talking about Fostat, which is, he doesn't mention by name. Fostat is old Cairo. That's where the Rambam lived. "Shnei batei knesios." You have over there two shuls. "Achas l'anshei Eretz Yisrael, v'achas l'anshei Eretz Bavel." One for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, one for Bnei Bavel. "V'kol mekneses anshei Eretz Yisrael l'shamein," the name of the shul. "L'kneses anshei Bavel, kneses el Arakim," the shul of the Iraqis. "V'einam Nogim Kulag Minag Echod," they don't have the same custom, but Pashas was Dharam Shal Torah. They don't have the same custom. "Ki Anshei Bavel," the shul of the Babylonian shul, "Nogim Mekos V'chol Shavua Pasha." They read every week one Pasha, Kamosha Sim Bisfarad, just like we do back home in Spain, we read one Pasha a week. "Ukaminagin Shadu Nogim Akawa Custom." "V'chol Shana V'shana Masan Masa Torah." And every year, they complete the Torah once a year. "V'anshei Eretz Yisrael Enim Nogim Kach." The people of Eretz Yisrael don't do that. "Avalosim Yikol Pasha Gimel Sedar." They make from every Pasha three Pashios. "Omasayim Zetel Lesov Gimel Shanim." And they complete it once every 3 years. So they have a different custom. Again, we're not going to, we gave a share at length, 153 or 154 Pashios in the Seder, and that's exactly enough for the largest amount of Shabbosos that they're going to have in the process of 3 years, 2 years plus a leap year. And then he concludes, "V'yesh b'nei minik v'dekone l'schaber kulam uspal b'yachad b'yom simchas Torah u'v'yom matan Torah." They do have a custom to daven together on simchas Torah and on matan Torah, which is a very interesting point, because if they're going to read something else on simchas Torah, how are they going to daven together? You see, these people can never daven together because they're always reading a different pasha. And as we're going to, as the Yerushalmi says, and this is an important Yerushalmi Megillah, in the fourth perek, which is a Kiri Oimed, which is not our fourth perek, it's our third perek, Halacha Hay. It says in the Mishnah, "Medalgam Anabi and Medalgam Atayra." And then the Maskana the Yerushalmi is, why can't you be Medalik? Because it's here after wait, whatever. So the Yerushalmi says, "Haga Atzmacha." What happens if it's a small parsha, so it's not big deal to skip? That the bottom line is that you have to hear the Kriya Satera El Seder. Skipping is the only problem is that you have to hear Kriya Satera El Seder. So I guess these people could never daven together because they're reading different parshas at different every given Shabbos. But on Simchas Torah, somehow these people can get together. So this is a very interesting point of information that I don't know if he intended to tell us this point or not, but we'll soon see why this is a very interesting point, which brings us to our thing. Now, the beginning of Kriyas HaTorah, the Gemara in Merubah, Bava Kama Pei Bei Samad Aleph, the Gemara says that Ezra made a takana, Hasar takana stick in Ezra, Shukorim b'mincha b'shabbos, Shukorim b'sheni b'chamishi. That you read Kriyas HaTorah b'mincha b'shabbos, and you read b'sheni b'chamishi, and the Gemara says, this is the takana of Ezra, this is the takana keduma, this is an early takana, it says, Vayelchu shloshes yom b'midbar, v'lo matzumayim. They went 3 days in the midbar, and they did not find water. They went 3 days without Torah and they weakened, and therefore they made a takana. Under Nevi'im Shemineim, they made a takana that you read the Torah on Shabbos and Mafsik and Bechav Shabbos, and you read on Monday and not on Tuesday. Wednesday, you read again on Thursday and skip Friday. So the takana to read on Shabbos by day and Monday and Thursday is an early takana. So how do you say that this is a takana that Ezra was misaken? So in this way, you don't have three consecutive days without Kriyas HaTorah. So the Gemara says, Meikor Tkinu Chad Gavri Tosa Psukim. At first they made a takana, one person has to read three psukim, that's enough. Three people each reads a pasuk connected to the Yisraelim. After you take and tlosa gavri v'asar psukei connected to the Yisraelim. Came along Ezra made a takana that you read three aliyas and together total of 10 psukim. So the Gemara already here is telling us we can say the beginning of the order of Kriyas HaTorah that began with an early takana nevin from the name, and the Rambam in Perikid Beis begins Moshe Rabbeinu Aloch Aleph Moshe Rabbeinu Tikalim Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu made a takana Shukorim B'Torah B'Rabim B'Shabbos V'Sheni V'Chamishi B'Shachos Kedei Shelo Yishu Shlosh Yomim V'Lo Shemiyas Torah. So the Gemara says the Nevi'im one second, who were the Nevi'im? That was Avi HaNevi'im Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was there and he made a takana to read by Shabbos and to read by Sheni and Chamishi, and Ezra added that they should read by Mincha B'Chol Shabbos, and also made a takana that three people should read and no less than 10 psukim based on the Gemara Mubu. So the beginning, it begins over there to have Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos and Sheni B'Chamishi, but the order that we have today went through a bunch of say changes. An interesting thing. We're going to try to focus on the issue of Simchas Torah, which is coming. And this, first of all, the Seder of the read of the Kriyas on the Moedim. So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah, Megillah, Lamed, Amud Beis, Bepesach, Chan, Parshas, Mother, Shetoras, Kohanim, Ba'atzer, Shiva, Shavuos, Ba'arash, Hashanah, Be'chodesh, Shmi, Be'chol, Chodesh. It has an order of Kriyas HaTorah, which some of these things are not what we have today. The Gemara, like for example, Batzer Shiva Shavuos, we don't read that. What do we read? We read Bechodesh HaShlishi. On the second day, we read Shiva Shavuos, which is Re'eh, which is Kol HaBechor. Rosh Hashanah Bechodesh HaShmi Bechel HaChodesh, which is the Haftorah, but that's not the Kriyas HaTorah. And the Kriyas HaTorah that we have today is Vashem Pakot HaSarah and the Akedah, which the Gemara brings back. But what you see is that there actually were changes along the lines. And of course, with the Haftorahs, which we mentioned, the Gemara has all discussion, which Haftorah you read on Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, Shechalias B'Shabbos, and which Haftorah you read on Tisha B'Av. So we see that these things were far from being universal at that time. Things have changed. Now, it has a list over here. Now, what do you read on Sukkot? So here we are in Megillah Lamed Aleph. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Kohen B'Parshas Modos Shebetoras Kohanim. The first day of Sukkot, you read the Yom Tovim in Toras Kohanim, which is Vayikra, which is in Parshas Emor. U'maftir v'nei Yom Bo'al Hashem. V'yid Nadika Trei Yomi. And now that we have 2 days, meaning in Chutz Laaretz, that we have Yom Tov Shen Shel Golios. L'mocha Mikra Ochen Amikarin. We read the same thing. We repeat Kriyas HaTorah. And after Torah, we read Vayikolu El HaMelech Shlomo. After we read by Yikalu El Hamelach Shlomo Bachan. So now Ushakul Masachar Karm Kabanasachar. The rest of the Chag we read the Kabanas of Yom Tov, Yom Hasheni, Yom Shlishi, and as so we just repeat them 4 times. In Chutz Laaretz you have a whole different Seder with Sfek of Yom. Yom Tov Achron Karm Kol Abchor Mitzvos Bechukim Bechomet Uvchor. You read Kol Abchor, which is in Parshas Re'eh. Umaftiyam Reiki Chalos Shlomo. When Shlomo completed the tefillah for the Chanukas Beis Hamikdash, Lemachar, the ninth day, which is Yom Tov Sheni of Shmini Atzeres, Korim Vizosa Bracha, Maftim Vayamot Shlomo. You read Vizosa Bracha, and the Haftarah is Vayamot Shlomo, also talking about the inauguration of the Beis Hamikdash. So before we get started with any questions, we just go to Tosas over here. The Macha Korean Maftim Vayamot Shlomo. Tosas says V'yesh Mekomo Shenagul LaHaftir V'Avehi Achrei Mos Moshe. Some places have the custom that on Simchas Torah the Haftarah is V'Avehi Achrei Mos Moshe, the beginning of Sefer Yoshua. V'Shibushu Sharashah Seino Omeken. Tosas says that's a shibush because it's against enough in the Gemara. You have a fair share Gemara here that the Haftarah is V'Yamot Shlomo. How could you read V'Avehi? And some say that Rav Haigon is the one who was Musakim Yechem Mos Moshe. But we do not know why Rav Haigon chose to change the order of the Shas. So this already gives us one clue, even though the Gemara seems to be saying simply, unequivocally, that we read Vezos HaBrocha on Simchas Torah, which is simple, something simple which we all know. We've all heard Vezos HaBrocha zillions of times as it's read over and over. We all know that, and it's plain the Gemara, but we already see one small problem here. The Haftorah for some reason has changed. Our Haftorah, which Joseph says is a Shibush, if you look in any Chumash, the Haftorah for Vezos HaBrocha, or in the Machzor for that matter, the Haftorah is Vayechemos Moshe. If you try to look to find Vayamot Shlomo, you will not find it in any given Machzor today. Today you will not find, you will only find Vayechemos Moshe, as Tosfos says that the Tzama Noeg, and Tosfos says that that's a Shibush. So that is one issue, how and why we do that. Another couple questions that we have over here, which we have to resolve, are as follows. Every Shabbos we read a Parsha. Now when a Yom Tov comes along, we deviate from the Seder HaParshios. We don't read Seder HaParshios, and we read something that has to do with Seder HaYom, as we saw in the Mishnah, and in Rosh Hashanah, Chodesh Shvi, and Atzeres, Shiva Shavuos. We go in the Seder. Now, when Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos, so then the Parsha of Yom Tov overrides that of Shabbos, and we take out, we don't read a Parsha of that week, and we read something that has to do with the Yom Tov. That's what we do every Yom Tov. So that's wonderful, and that's fine, and that's a Seder, and Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, and Pesach, and Shavuos. It's always like that. Shavuos and Erech Yisrael, and I come out on Shabbos. In Chutz La'aretz, they do, which also causes a problem how to catch up with Erech Yisrael, but okay, that's an issue in itself. Maybe we'll get to that to you. So the question is, how come Simchas Torah is an exception to the rule, and Vezos HaBrocha suddenly becomes the Parsha of the week? We don't read Vezos HaBrocha any other Shabbos. Now, why do we read Vezos HaBrocha as a Parsha on Simchas Torah? On Simchas Torah we should be reading something that has to do with Seder HaYom, and leave a Parsha for next week. That's one question. And another very important question over here is that the Gemara, of course, is giving the Seder for the regular Kriya and for Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golos. Now, let's take, for example, Shavuos. In Shavuos, the first day the Gemara says, Bechodesh HaShlishi, that's the Maskana of the Gemara, Bechodesh HaShlishi, the Kabbalah Satorah, and Yomavtir, Maisi Mekom. And the second day, Shiva Shavuos Tisparlach, which is in Re'ei. So that's in Chutzah. So what do you do in Eretz Yisrael that you have one day? So you read the Kriya of the first day, and you drop the Kriya of the second day. The second day is only for Chutzah, not for Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Likewise, when we go likewise to Pesach, we have a Seder of eight Kriyas on Pesach. The eighth Kriya on the eighth day is Kol HaBchor, and that's in Chutzah, it's where you have an eighth day. But in Eretz Yisrael, where we don't have an eighth day, we don't read Kol HaBchor. We only read the seventh day we read Rehi B'Shalach Faro, and we skip Kol HaBchor. So, one of the Kriyas that's most common in Chutz La'aretz, which is Kol HaBchor Aser to Aser, in Eretz Yisrael, we only read it once in Parshas Re'ei, we never read it again. But in Chutz La'aretz, they read it three additional times. They read it on Pesach on the eighth day, they read it on Shavuos on the second day. Now, Shavuos, again, the Gemara calls it Shiva Shavuos, but we have five aliyahs or seven aliyahs, so that gives you Kol HaBchor Aser to Aser. So that's a total of... and they read it also on the eighth day, Shmini Atzeres. So the question is, seemingly, what should be by us in Eretz Yisrael is we should be dropping the last Kriya, the Kriya of the last day, which is Vezos HaBrocha. So we should be reading on Shmini Atzeres, we should be reading Kol HaBchor, Chukim Mitzvahs V'Chukim U'Bchor, as the Gemara says, and forget about Vezos HaBrocha. What do we forget about Vezos HaBrocha? What are we going to do for Simchas Torah? How are we going to finish? So, maybe we'll find the Shabbos, how we're going to finish, or whatever. But L'chaira, that should be the Seder. So there are a couple of factors here to consider, but I'm saying the fact that we see that this... Another question we have is that if we take a look in the Kriya of Vezos HaBrocha, we actually have five aliyahs in Vezos HaBrocha. Five aliyahs until we get to Atal B'Masei Masidroch. we have five aliyos. Tov Gavos Shchokim. Today in Chumashim, you'll notice it's already printed with 6 and 7. Ma'ina Elok Kedem and Vayal Moshe. But in essence, you have five aliyos, and then we have Chosn Torah. So we have a very interesting thing. The Gemara in Megillah tells us that in Yom Tov you read Karen Chamisha. The Gemara Megillah Chaf Aleph. Zaklau Kol Yom Shesh Bar Musaf and Yom Tov Kar Rabba. Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed, which are Musaf. I know also by Sis Malachi read 4. Be Yom Tov Chamisha. And Yom Tov read Chamisha. Be Yom Kippur Mshisha. Be Shabbos Shiva. And this is a hierarchy. Yom Tov, that's also in Malacha, it's 5. Yom Kippur, that's also in Chol Malacha and Kares, is 6. And Shabbos, which is Kilo 7. Ain't Pech Simeen, Rav Masif Malayim. Now, so it says you could add. It's Rachuk Zishonim. If you can add only on Shabbos, or you can add on Yom Tov also. Some Rishonim hold that you cannot add on Yom Tov because there's a hierarchy over here. We want to show you that Yom Kippur is more chashuv than Yom Tov, and that Shabbos is more chashuv than Yom Kippur. If you can add Aliyos and Yom Tov, so then how are we going to be able to tell this difference? So therefore, Halacha, for example, says on Yom Kippur, you can't add Aliyos. But if it comes on Shabbos, that you have 7, so then you can add if you're ready, you know, if there's a big achnasa with tzedakah and people are willing to pay, so then some place can make them. But anyway, the point is, some Rishonim hold that you cannot add on to 5 Aliyos. So the question is, how come on Simchas Torah we have 6 Aliyos? We have the first 5 Aliyos, and then we have Chosn Torah, comes out to be 6 Aliyos. That's Lechayr against these Rishonim who hold that you can't add on. Which brings us to the inevitable conclusion that the Seder that we have today is not exactly what. In the Shulchan Aruch, where it's brought the dinim of Simchas Torah, ready? Not important, but we won't quote it. Inside, it brings the halacha of Simchas Torah that you read on the ninth day. You read, you take out the Sefer Torah. You read Bezas HaBracha, Bereishis HaMaftir, and the Siman before that. It says you do that on the eighth day, and the Gemara says just like Simchas Torah and Chutzlars on the ninth day. So as we said, we have to understand that because every other time it went the opposite. When the eighth day, Bnei Yisrael did their thing, and so did Bnei Chutzlars. On the ninth day, they changed. So what we have to say is that V'zayis HaBracha, this Rav Zalman Koren, my good friend, pointed out to me, V'zayis HaBracha, which the Gemara mentions, is not appear here as a parsha, but it appears here as a Seder Hayoyim, something to do with the Seder Hayoyim. Why is it Seder Hayoyim? Because on the ninth day, that was the day that Shlomo HaMelech completed the inauguration of, completed the inauguration before. The inauguration took place around this time of the year, right before Yom Kippur, 2 days before Yom Kippur, and went on 7 days till Sukkot, and then it went on for another 7 days to the Chag of Sukkot, and then he sent them all Vayom Hashmini Shil Chasam, and then the next day Gemar Markut, and that day or the following day, and he gave him a bracha. So V'zayis HaBracha is Seder Hayom because that was the day that Shlomo HaMelech gave the bracha for Klal Yisrael when he finished the upon completion of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rezais HaBrach over here functions as a Kriya Sater of a Yom Tov. Now this year, we'll leave that for a second. This year, as I said, we'll get back to this year in a moment, but the original Kriya Satira for the ninth day was V'zayis HaBracha because it's Seder Hayoyim. And that was a 5 aliyos. The brachas that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to the Shvatim, 5 aliyos, and that was it. Finish over here, V'gavos HaShchakim, or perhaps Tilvaya Al Moshe. Probably Tilvaya Al Moshe. It's all one Pasha. Hard to believe that they stopped right before Ma'ayna. Probably went to Vaya Al Moshe. That was the Kriyas HaTorah, and the HaTorah was Vayamot Shlomo, which has to do with the Kriyas HaTorah, because the Kriyas HaTorah is about the Brocha, and Vayamot Shlomo is the Brocha of Shlomo HaMelech. Those two went hand in hand. In Eretz Yisrael, what did they do? The ninth day they didn't do anything. It's Yisro Chag for them. What did they do the eighth day? Kol HaBchor Mitzvahs B'chukim U'bchor. They read like that. Now, eventually, somehow, a little hard to explain, but we will give an attempt of how this was possible. Eventually, Vizasa Bracha, being at that time of the year when the Sefer Torah was completed. Now, they completed once a year, the Babylonian cycle once a year, and they probably finished it around this time of the year. When exactly, we can't say, but around this time, I'd assume the beginning of the year makes sense. That's when you finish. Around this time of the year is when they finish. Then you have the Aliyah of Chasen Torah. The Aliyah of Chasen Torah, which, I don't want to ruin it for a lot of shuls, but the Aliyah of Chasen Torah, which is considered very prominent Aliyah, of course, and people pay lots of money for it, and it's a big kavod. We'll soon see if it's a zav big kavod according to everyone or not. So, the Gemara says like this. Bava Basra Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph. Yehoshua Kosav Sifro Vishmon Amamar. Yehoshua Kosav Sifro Vishmon Psukim Shabbatar. Yehoshua wrote his Sefer Yehoshua, and eight psukim in the Torah. Which eight psukim in the Torah? The last eight psukim. Vayamas Shamosha Eved Hashem. Dvarim Lamedalit. Hey. Until the end. All these psukim. Who could have written this? So, the Gemara says, Yehoshua wrote it. And we have an interesting machlokas here in the Gemara. The Tanya. Vayamas Shamosha Eved Hashem. Eved Shamosha Meis. Because of Vayamas Shamosha. Is it possible that Moshe died and then he wrote Vayamas Shamosha? Or that Moshe was alive and he wrote Vayamas Shamosha? The Akan Kosav Moshe. Mikan Velech Kosav Yehoshua. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Balmar Rechem. So, from here until here, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. And Yehoshua completed the last eight psukim, which is like the price we saw before. Amalar Vashim. Efter Sefer Torah Chosar Asahachas Aksiv Lakoch Sefer Torah Zeh. Can the Sefer Torah have been missing one word? And in Parshas Vayelech, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, tells the Levim, Lakoch Sefer Torah Zeh, completed the Sefer Torah. So how could you say that Yehoshua wrote it when Moshe Rabbeinu already completed the Sefer Torah? El Akan HaKosh Baruch Hu Omer Moshe Omer V'Kosev. Until now, Hashem said to Moshe, and Moshe said and wrote it. Mikan Velech HaKosh Baruch Hu Omer or Moshe Kosev Demo. Until from here, Hashem dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it literally with tears. Other explanations, we will not go into that now. Literally with tears, and I was crying. He has to write that he passed away. Didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. By the way, just since we're here already, we'll just mention. So it says Lakoch Sefer Torah is at the end of Parshas Vayelech. So what about Parshas Hazino and Vizos Abracha? So Hazino is less of a problem because he says Matok Kisul Chamas Hashira Azos. He talks about the Shira. But what about Vizos Abracha? When does Vizos Abracha fit in to this? When did Moshe Rabbeinu say Vizos Abracha? When he already finished the Sefer Torah, Parshas Vayelech. So we have a machlokas between the Eben Ezra and the Ramban, and the Ramban puts it at the beginning of Parshas Vayelech. Vayelech Moshe the Eben Ezra, the beginning of Parshas Vayelech. Vayelech Moshe Vaydavas Advar Meilu Kol Yisrael. The Eben Ezra says that is talking about Vizos Abracha. It appears later, but he said it before, while the Ramban at the end of the Parsha argues, I don't remember exactly, but I think he says that it is part of the Shira. But the Ramban plays it later where it is, well, I'm not changing the order of the Torah, but I'm saying when it took place chronologically. That's the thing. And puts it later, he argues on the evidence. Okay. So we have Machlokas, who wrote the Shmuel of Sukkim Shabbatot. Now the Gemara concludes. Kaman Azla Hada Amar Bishor Barabba Ram Gila Marab. Shmonim Sukkim Shabbatorah Yochid Korosim. The eight Sukkim in the Torah, a Yochid reads them, and we'll soon explain what that is. Lame the Lord Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote these eight Sukkim. So Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, so then they're no different than the rest of the Torah. So why should they have a special din than Yochid Korosim, which as I said we'll explain in a moment. So Moshe says, Aphila Tame Rav Shimon, Hail Vishtanu Ishtanu, these Sukkim were written differently. Why differently? So Rashi says, "Lichtov b'dema." Since they were written with tears, as opposed to the rest of what he wrote, so therefore, Yochid Korosim. What does it mean, Yochid Korosim? So Rashi says, Kolomar ein mafsikin bohem. You read these eight psukim, you're not allowed to make a hafsaka in the middle, you have to read them successively. Rashi. Other Rishonim, I will soon see the Ravid, other Rishonim, this is, by the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, Shmona Sivkum Achonim Shabbat Torah, Eim Avsikim Ben Shulchan Aruch Tov, Chof, Ches, Sivkot Zayin, Siv Zayin, Eim Avsikim Ben Alechot, Yochid Kores Kulam. You read all the, you don't divide them up into two, you read them all, one person reads them. That is how Rashi learns. The Rambam comes along with a very interesting thing. Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Vav. Shmona Psukim Shebesof HaTorah Mutar Lekros Olsam Beveis HaKnesses Bepachos Mesa. The Shmona Psukim Shebetorah you can read in the basic Knesset even without a minion. Even though the whole thing is Torah, and the Rebbeinu said it, since the mashmos of the pasuk, when you read Vayomashem Moshe, what do you think? When was this written? After Moshe Rabbeinu died. So the impression is that this was not something that was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. It was written after. Even though that's not correct, because Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, b'dema. But therefore, it's mutar for the yochid to read. So the Rambam comes along and says that the last one seems to tell yochid kara osam, it means yochid, yechidus. You don't need a minion. Anyone can read it. And of course, the Ravid right away, quick. Respect course of Ravid, leshemanu davasem yoylam. We've never heard such a thing. Mashama yochid kara osam. Lama sheinu mafsik ben. Vachis mishama b'megillah. He says you can't be mafsik. You have another opinion is that you know the Balkore, the person himself reads it, not the Balkore. That's another Rishon. Avukamas alalu. That's what the Rabbi brings. Nagu sheolim mikos b'toro who levad the korah v'en achazim korah imo. That the guy who gets the aliyah, our custom is the guy who gets the aliyah himself reads it, and not the Balkore reads with him. That's yochid koros. Umashakosav v'inian zorosumoit. What he wrote is something very strange. V'atzibra echon olchu. You know, you're reading Vazayis Abraham, and you're reading five aliyahs, and suddenly, where did the tzibra disappear to? You see, in these days of the Ravid, they didn't have a big kiddush, you know, right then, so, you know, the tzibra was still there. So that's the question that he asked. But the Rambam is like a very big kiddush, there's no doubt about it, and we're going to try to soon dig out where the Rambam got it from. But it's like a pella, but this does answer one of our questions. Because if Yochid Kara Osam, it doesn't qualify as one of the aliyahs. So we asked, how could you have six aliyahs in Sukkos Torah? The Teretz is that Chazon Torah is not considered an aliyah. And the first five are the aliyahs. And this is an additional thing which doesn't qualify. So, as I said, I don't want to ruin it for... But there were Paiskim, there were Gedolim, who preferred to get one of the first five Kruim on Sukkos Torah and not Chazon Torah. Because that's the Iker Kriyas Ayoyim, is the five. But Chazon Torah is an additional thing. So anyway, what we do have over here is that we see that the issue of Chazon Torah, it probably began as they read five Kruim on Simchas Torah, which was Seder Yom, and the completion of the Torah, as the Rambam says, everyone can go home and do it for himself. You know, he can have his own Chazon Torah. Now, I know there's a little problem because there's some psukim in between, Vayal Moshe, the eighth psukim Shabbat at the end. I don't have an answer for that. I don't have an answer for everything. But the general direction is, I have no doubt that this is true. In Eretz Yisrael, they did not have a problem with this issue. Why? Because, again, they're maskili deraisa b'tlas shnin. They complete the Sefer Torah once every 3 years, and then they will finish. Then they will have Simchas Torah whenever it is. There is a document from the Cairo Gniza that they didn't even all finish in reversal at the same time, but at the same week, but probably around the same time. We went through this in the whole thing with the 3 year cycle when they finished. It clearly seems that they finished around Rosh Hashanah Simchas Torah time. That's. That clearly is. In Eretz Yisrael, they did not have a problem with this finishing on the ninth day. They didn't have a ninth day. They read Kol Abchor Chukim Mitzvah Simchar like in Chutz Laretz, and they didn't have a problem of what are they going to do for Simchas Torah, because Simchas Torah came once every 3 years and probably took up a Shabbos, and that was it. Now, when Eretz Yisrael at a certain time adopted the Seder of the 1 year cycle, today in Eretz Yisrael we read a 1 year cycle, and we don't have a ninth day, that created a big problem. What do you do? Because now, what do you do? When are you going to read? When are you going to read Vezeis HaBracha, which in Chutz Laretz is read on the ninth day instead of a Shabbos? And then they were forced to move it up to the eighth day as a Kriyas HaTorah, because by default, because they have no other option. But originally in Eretz Yisrael they didn't do this. Vezeis HaBracha was read once every 3 years and was read as a parasha of the week. But now they had a problem, and then it was forced to move to change. Now this also answers. This also is, I don't know, answers. Tosfos obviously didn't like this, but this explains why originally the Haftarah was Vayamot Shlomo, and then later on it became Vayecher Mos Moshe. Because as long as it functioned as a Kri of Seder Hayom, which had to do with the Yom Tov, then the Haftarah, of course, was Vayamot Shlomo, which was similar, which had to do with the eighth day of when Shlomo HaMelech sent Klal Yisrael after the inauguration. But, when it became a parsha already, when it became a substitute for Shabbos, after they already started, everyone's reading Chasam Torah, it became a substitute for Shabbos, so then the Haftarah switched to Ve'echer Mos Moshe, because the Kriya of Simchas Torah became a Shabbos Kriya, a Kriya of a Seder Parsha, and not a Kriya of a Seder Hayom of Yom Tov. So that answers this question. Now, so where did the Rambam get this? And this I said, when we read the text over here of Rabbi Binyamin of Tudela, he says an interesting thing over here. He says that in a place in Egypt, which as I said was probably in Cairo, you have two shuls, the Babylonian shul, the Eretz Yisrael shul. The Eretz Yisrael shul does the 3 year cycle. The Babylonian shul do the 1 year cycle. They probably don't meet with each other ever, because again, they're going to miss Kriyas HaTorah. But, he says, they have a custom, but they do have a Seder that they get together on Simchas Torah, on the day of Simchas Torah, and on the day of Matan Torah. Then they get together. So you'll ask the question, so what do they do? What are they doing together on Simchas Torah when they have a different language? But the answer is that they don't have a different language, because the people in Chutz Laretz have a 3 year cycle, which we didn't know existed until he comes along. So they read like the Gemara. So they read Vezeis HaBracha on the ninth day. Not as a parsha. As a parsha, they're going to read it once every 3 years. But as a Kriyas HaTorah for Seder Hayom, that they read on that day. So on that Yom Tov, they have no problem getting together and davening, because they're all going to be reading the same laning. Could be, that the Rambam, who was familiar with this minute, because the Rambam says Vyesh Mesayim Mimosa, we mentioned the Rambam before, that some people who completed once every 3 years, it could be that the Rambam saw this minute, and the Rambam saw that these people could be had a custom that the Vayal Moshe Yechidim read. It could be, or anyone in those days, Yechidim read. I'm saying when the Rambam said that, this probably was something that he saw, not something that he said theoretically. So, we do have, we're going to finish off this week. This year is interesting, something that doesn't happen ever in Chutz Laretz, but in Eretz Yisrael it happens, is that the eighth day comes out on Shabbos. And when the eighth day comes out on Shabbos, so then we have a problem, because on Shabbos he's supposed to read seven aliyos, and in Vezeis HaBracha all you have is five. So what do you do then? So the custom in Eretz Yisrael today is to divide up the first round of Kriya into seven. And we divide it up, first of all, Yisa Midah Barasecha, we make an extra aliyah over there. And the first time around, we read from Aina to Avatol Bamasema Sidrach, which is normally reserved for Chasim Taira. We read that also, and in total we have seven aliyahs. And then we give Ma'ina to Chasim Taira, or there is Chasim Ma'ina, and we go on and go into the Chasim Taira, and after that Chasim Bereshis. One Rav said, I don't see a problem, because we have five aliyos, and then we have Chasam Torah, and then we have Chasam Bereishis. So we have seven Kruim, problem solved. But as we'll see, this is not so simple. And for this, we go to we will see that this is not such a simple solution. Tosefta Megillah, Paragimel, Tosefta Yud. Ein Mishayim B'Sof HaSefer Ela Kadesh Yikru Shiv. The Tosefta obviously is talking not where they had a set Seder today of Knesset Torah, the universal Seder. People got up, they read three Pesukim, stepped down. Ein Mishayim B'Sof HaSefer Ela Kadesh Yikru Shiv. You don't leave over at the end of a Chumash less than enough Pesukim for seven Aliyos. Because next week, you're going to have another seven people read, and they're going to have to complete before they you can't have the sefer, the parsha, the chumash end before seven kru. Shir kadesh yikru shisha. What happens if they left over only 18 psukim at the end of parshas vayichi? So what do you do next week? You can't just read six because you have to read seven. You can't skip two shmais because you have to hear the kriyas haTorah l'seder, which we saw in the Yerushalmi. So what do you do? Kairos and Shisha. So the six people will get Aliyas and Vayichi. V'oid Shiva b'chumash acher. And then you read another seven in the next Chumash, in Shmois. Okay. And Mishai Masaf HaTorah al-Kadesh Yikru Shiva. At the end of the Torah of Vezos HaBracha, you don't leave over less than enough Pesukim for seven people to read. Shia Kadesh Yikru Shisha. What happens if you left over for six people? So now we don't have the solution of finishing and going into the next Chumash because you finished the Torah. So what do you do? Vikaros and Shisha, Chozarin and Vikaros and Shiva. And if they read six, they have to go back and read seven again. Do they add? Probably they add from the beginning. So first of all, what we see over here from the Tosefta is clear that the Tosefta is talking about dividing up the last Pasha into seven Kruim, into seven Aliyos. Now, this doesn't necessarily contradict the Rambam, that the Rambam says, well, as we said, that the last one is not Aliyah, we said it doesn't count, because it could be these seven Aliyahs don't include the last eight Pesukim. The last eight Pesukim are an entity to themselves, so the Tosefta didn't go into that. Okay, but what you see clear is that the Tosefta is talking where Vezos HaBracha is divided up into seven Kruim, which is clearly is a Shabbos Kriya and not a Yom Tov Kriya, which is five Kruim. So that's clear from the Tosefta, which again fits very well with the Eretz Yisrael Minhag, that they as we said, it was a 3-year cycle, and on one Shabbos they finished with Ezer Bruch. But we also see over here that you cannot qualify seven Kruim by running into Bereishis again, because that solution is not here in the Tosefta. The Tosefta says if you read six, you don't have an Eitzah, go in the seventh of Bereishis, that doesn't happen. What you do is you have to repeat, go back to Vezos HaBracha and divide it up into seven. So the solution of having an additional or even the beginning of the Tosefta, where the Tosefta says that if you read six in Vayichi, you have to read seven in Shmais. So even according to the Tosefta, even in a case where you could connect, you cannot combine Aliyahs from two Chumash. You have to have seven Aliyahs from one Chumash. That's clear from the Tosefta. So the solution to count Bereishis as a seventh Aliyah is problematic from this Tosefta. So the only Eitzah that we do is Takas Benegin HaTorah. As I said, we had an Aliyah by Yisra Medar Basecha, and we read Ma'ayna, and that's how we have seven Kruim, not including Chosin Torah, because again, Chosin Torah, as you see, according to the Rambam, is less than the other Aliyahs, and then we read Chasam Torah and Chasam Bereishis, which is a whole issue in itself, when and how that got added on to the Seder of Vezos HaBracha. That's way beyond the scope of this shiur. Okay, we'll stop here. Wishing everyone a Gemar Chasimah Torah.